Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Striking a more optimistic tone, President Trump says the White House is having productive talks with North Korea about reinstating their summit in Singapore next month. North Korea said early Friday it remained willing to meet Mr. Trump despite the decision, his decision to scrap the summit with leader Kim Jong-un. Earlier, President Trump said there needs to be a solid agreement regarding North's nuclear program, which would benefit all parties.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Mr. Trump has emphasized sanctions and the maximum pressure campaign will continue to be applied on North Korea while expressing hope Pyongyang's leadership would decide to join the community of nations. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should stay out of Middle Eastern nations' affairs.
These 12 things that I listed are all pretty straightforward. We're not asking a lot from the Iranian leadership. Just behave like normal leaders. Don't loot your people. Don't waste your people's money on these adventures in Syria and in Yemen and in Lebanon and in Iraq.
U.S.-Iranian relations have been tense since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, which European allies advised against. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News.